Watch, Senate Republican group hammers Democrat Tim Ryan for continuously being two-faced. By Jacob Bliss on April 14, 2022. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, released a video on Wednesday hammering Representative Tim Ryan, DO, as being a two-face that answers to his party leadership and not his Ohio constituents. The NRSC, the Senate Republican Aligned campaign arm working to elect Republicans to that body, released a video showing Ryan running in the Ohio U.S. Senate Democrat primary going back on his work to work on behalf of Ohioans, not the leadership in D.C. The roughly 30-second video shows clips of Ryan saying, "Ohioans don't want a senator who's got to go kiss someone's ring or kiss someone's rear end," before cutting to a clip of the congressman sucking up to House Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, stating, "Schumer's here, and I want to make sure he's my future boss. So I gotta suck up a little bit here." Another part of the video showed Ryan saying, "I'm not someone who's going to toe the line for my political party. So you got to be able to tell your own party, which I have, and tell the Democrats, no." But, the Senate hopeful was also shown saying, "I want to make sure he's my future boss. I gotta suck up a little bit here." The NRSC displayed the stark difference of what Ryan is saying at different parts of his career, calling him two-faced, most likely looking to question what the congressman would do as a senator. The end of the video shows, Tim Ryan, answers to Democrats, not Ohioans. Ryan, who's running for the U.S. Senate seat that could decide the fate of the who is in the upper chamber majority past the midterm election, has also expressed interest in getting rid of the filibuster rule, which has been a long-sought-out plan from the far left. The Democrat told MSNBC that the filibuster rule, requiring 60 votes to pass legislation giving the minority party a chance to argue the legislation instead of sidelining them, that the Senate is broken. He went on to say, "I'm sorry it has come to this point, but we don't have an honest broker on the other side, and America can't wait any longer." The NRSC also displayed that Ryan has a history of flip-flopping and going where the money is. The Democrats' campaign ran ads on Facebook that hit Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, for not wanting to pass the Democrats' partisan reconciliation package, but days later Look accepted $5,000 from Manchin's leadership PAC, Country Roads, and accepted $10,000 from another PAC founded by Manchin and nine other Senate Democrats, Mott Squad. In another instance, Ryan, who was at one point trying to distance himself from President Joe Biden while even campaigning with failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, tweeted in support of what Democratic leadership looks like when jobs are added to the market, but rescinded the statement when the economy has not been great and in a tough slog for a long time. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.